I am so excited. So excited. Are you guys ready? You guys ready to tell your story to the world?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right. Yeah. I'm excited. Let's finish this strong. This is of course the finale of the Forsaken Takeover. I'm your host, Anthony. With me today, I have the ones who were the best way to describe it is just don't fear the Reaper. You know, that's your guys' theme song. Like, that's it. We had the Reapers right here from Forsaken. Like, we have Sage, we have Joey. How you guys doing today? There it is.
We're doing great.
I'm great.
The pure excitement. First and foremost, thank you for being on the show today and being part of the Forsaken Takeover. This was something that we've said time and time again on the show this month, but this was a very, very strong year for Forsaken Lake. Probably the strongest I've ever seen it. How does it feel to be a part of that? I mean, that you guys really took something and then made it into like an Avengers Endgame type level of something. Like, how do you guys feel about that? That you guys should be proud for that.
Yeah, it's honestly been really awesome, which honestly, thank you again for having like the whole like takeover kind of a marathon. Super appreciative of that. And like all of the lake is like, we love you and we're super excited. But no, this year was like honestly amazing. I don't know. It was so much fun and like everyone just like really killed it out there. And this was my first year, but this was Joey's second year, which that was the first time we've had 2 years consecutively with a Reaper. Or
yeah, so this was my second year in Forsaken. I am actually the only male Reaper to return to the lake consecutively 2 years in a row. Every other year, it's been someone new. They have constantly changed out. So I'm the only one to come back. But getting to be in a street zone in general during the 50th, oh, that was a blast.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Especially somewhere like Forsaken, where it was just nuts all season from go. It was just a nonstop moving train. It's either you get on or you're getting left at the station. And I am so glad I got to have Sage as my running partner this year, because last year, everybody was brand new. Last season, everyone was brand new to the lake. And so coming back and being the only returning Reaper, period, because all the other ones left, because there was only 3 Reapers last season. And then this year I got to have 4. I got to find a running partner through doing it. I was like, yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, the excitement behind that, I mean, you realize you just cemented your name in a history book right there of being the only Reaper to return 2 times back to back.
Hopefully 3 next year.
Hopefully three. The female Reapers have had a tendency to play it 2 years in a row back to back and then switch off. The male Reapers have just been changing constantly. But if I go back this 3rd year, I am going to be the longest running Reaper in the zone's history, period. So I'm like, yes.
You and I will have a lot in common at that point. You know, you'll be in a 3-time Reaper. I'm a 3-time try not to get scared champion. You know, we're going to celebrate next year is what I'm hearing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
We're going to celebrate next year, you know, and, you know, I even may give you a shot at the title because now you're matching me. And I only defend against greatness. So, you know. Yeah, so I have to say, I mean, you know, I've been saying it all month, you know, there was just something different about Forsaken Lake this year, you know, and I know that the 50th was a factor of it, but, you know, just in general, you know, I found it funny in our first podcast to find out that I kind of had, by Lex, I had a target painted on my back to try to persuade me into you know, giving Forsaken like a higher ranking when we did the review for the 50th. And you know, it was definitely something when Sammy and I come out on these episodes and talk about how much time we would go through and spend time there more than previous years. So What was, you know, in your opinion, like the biggest, like, how to say, kind of like, you know, a lot of people had said one thing about the zone. What was it that you were like, we're gonna show everyone that we are the fucking zone and we are gonna do it with pride? Like, what was it that like ticked all you guys? Because like there was, I mean, there was just so much energy. I saw people firecracking, darting everywhere, and I mean, even the procession was just so spot on. Like, what was it? What? How do you mentally prepare for something like that and get in the zone for that?
You don't.
you'll wing it. But I think for this year especially, we had a lot of I feel like there's a lot of like new people. Like they like this was like their first year on streets. Some we had our other female Reaper. It was literally her first year at Knots in general.
It was her first year haunting.
Yeah, general. Haunting.
She had never haunted before this. And then they were like, here's a Reaper possession. She's like, I don't know what this is.
But I think with everyone being new to the zone, and I think for me, like hearing, like, because this is my second year at Knots, but hearing from other people, like, oh, Forsaken's kind of like the not so good zone, or like people like not talking great or being like, oh, that's like the worst zone. And it doesn't help that like you kind of have to go out of your way to go find Forsaken Lakes sometimes, because there's not like a maze that's attracted to it. It's kind of like an out of the way spot. And so I think everyone was just kind of like determined to be like, well, screw you guys for thinking we're like the worst zone. We're just going to have fun and do what we want and just like enjoy ourselves. No one was really upset for being in Forsaken. Like, honestly, everyone in the zone was like excited to be there and was just happy to be working hot and like working on a street and then working alongside everyone else. And we just literally like sparked a fire in everyone's butts, and like we were just like bouncing off of each other constantly. Like everyone worked together to make that zone as fun as it was, and no one was like alone in that place.
I was gonna say, just the comments and the feedback about the zone lit a fire under my ass, because I was like, last year I thought I was like really aggressive and I had a lot of fun like last year. And then people are like, oh, well, Forsaken was Forsaken. It was really good this year, but, like, it could still be better. I was like, oh, watch me, bitch. And I was asking how it is. I'm like, you want to rank my zone on Tabata? So, yeah.
It came full circle, man. Really it came full circle.
Full circle.
Came full circle.
Yeah.
I am proud. Yeah, I am proud that I was wrong about this year. I am proud of that statement, because the fact that I was wrong makes me excited to go to Haunt every year. The fact that I go in expecting one thing and come out expecting and then come out seeing a whole different thing just makes me proud that I was wrong. Cause I was like, holy shit. I don't know what these guys are drinking. I don't know what they're eating. I don't know what is going on backstage. But when they come out of those doors, when they come on stage, and when they perform these characters, it is some of the most surreal shit I've ever seen in my life. And this really brings the story to life. And I love it. I mean, I was getting yelled at in my ear. People were constantly getting me, juking me. You know, I mean, and just the interactions we would have with people. I mean, it was just such an amazing time. I think it was just, like I said, it was super special because, you know, you had the 50th going on. You know, everyone's there to celebrate the 50 years of this iconic event that really kickstarted the theme park haunt scene. And you know, it's so cool that to know that you two, you know, got to play these Reapers and get to be a part of that, you know, and to be a part of history. Now you guys are officially in the books for the 50th anniversary. When we look back 50 years, you know, later, you know, it's going to be like one of those things where it's like, yo, did you remember though that one year like Forsaken Lake was like on fucking fire for the 50th? Like, because I was there, you know, like I'll be telling my grandchildren, be like, yeah, this zone's cool, but you should have been here 50th anniversary Forsaken Lake. That's where it was.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that my grandchildren's grandchildren will be telling stories about Forsaken. Like, I will make sure of that.
The swamp water will always be remembered.
They're like, we don't know what was in the lake water during the 50th, but it was something.
It was popping, man. It was popping. No, it was good. Now, I have to talk to you because you guys are now this is the first time either of you have been on the show. So now I gotta go back and kind of learn the haunt history between how you got kickstarted into this world. This is a fun, crazy world to be in. A lot of great people, a lot of great events. You name it, the haunt scene, the horror scene is where it's at, and especially in Southern California. I can't, you know, Southern California is where it's at. Talk to me, Joey. We'll start with you. What was it that drove you into this world and made you want to become a scare actor?
Okay, for me to kind of spark notes everything, I went to haunt in 2015, my first year ever with my dad, because actually Boots is a friend of his, and Boots was one of the Deadly Seven that year. And like, well, you've been wanting to go for the last 2 years, so fuck it. He took me, and we walked down Fog Alley, and I was shitting a brick. I was like, no, there's no way. I was like, there's no way I could do this. And then eventually, I went through my first maze, which was Pinocchio, and I came out. I was like, that was so cool. Oh, that was so cool. And then what lit the fire to be like, oh yeah, I want to do this. I want to do this, and people, this is fun. And then every year since, I would like dress up in my front yard as like a random monster, and I would pretend to be a decoration. And then I would charge at people. There was a pregnant woman that came up one Halloween. I almost made her give birth on the sidewalk.
hold on. You're not even in Not Scary Farm yet, and I'm hearing a story of you literally almost giving birth in front of your sidewalk. That is probably, that's a first for this show, I think.
Yeah, so I almost made a woman give birth on my sidewalk because she was like 8 months pregnant, and she was walking around to like help induce labor. And I was like, well, I'm glad I helped a little. And then
gave it that actual
gave it that little extra oomph. And then my sophomore year of high school, I did my first haunted maze inside with our theater program. And then that's when I kind of started haunting a little bit more. And then I just did it every year after. I did it my junior year at the same school. And then my senior year, which was 2020. So that was the pandemic year. Yep, I got to do a pandemic haunt. I was working one of the only full walkthrough haunts at that time.
Let's go.
So yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was working at Hallows Eve Haunt in Corona in 2020, and that a shit ton of fun. Yeah, I went through that
a few times too.
I was in the Blacklight Church room. I was the one in the gray half mouse that was crawling over the church pews and then doing back bends off of them.
Yeah.
You've been crazy ever since.
I have been crazy since day one.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Cause like that was one of the things that we constantly praised on the channel during 2020 was Corona Haunt for doing that. You know, like that was a huge one for that one, you know? So, I mean, thank you for being part of that.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was like, I'm glad I still just get to haunt in general. And then in 21, the auditions for KSF came up. And I was like, do I do it? And then everybody in my life is like, if you don't do it, we will beat you within an inch of your life. So I went, and those were the years we had the self-tape audition. I sent it in a week later. They're like, hey, we want to do an interview with you. And then I walk in, they're like, okay, great. So we want to offer you the role of Mort the Skeleton. I'm like, I was like, who the hell is Mort the Skeleton? And then,
who the fuck is Mort?
The joke was just, King Julian, let me touch your hand. And I thought, I was like, are we getting like, that kind of theme?
Freaking KSF?
Just like, okay. I'm like, I'm not going to complain, but I guess
that's how you treated that skeleton.
Maze, I did.
The maze would have been called Madagascar After Hours.
Madagascar After Hours Nightmares.
After Hours Nightmare. There you go. Music by the Weekend.
So,
there you go.
Music by the Weekend. What it ended up actually being was I ended up being Mortimer Mesmer in Mesmer, its opening year. I was the cast a clock skeleton its opening year. I was like, So I got to open a maze my first year, and that was one of the coolest things I've ever done.
Yeah.
And then I did that the entire year. And then the next year, they had us all re-audition for 2022. And that's when I went into Forsaken Lake, and I have been there ever since.
There it is. I mean, hey, listen, you were part of easily one of my favorite mazes of 2021, which was Mesmer. I mean, I was just blown away by that maze when I walked through it. I was just like, this is like taking acid without taking acid. Like, that's what this is. Like, maybe the guy who created it was on something, because there's just no
I
way.
wouldn't be surprised.
There's just no way you make a maze that freaking creepy. I'm like, you've seen one too many Cirque du Soleil shows, and I applaud it.
Oh, it was badass. And
Yeah.
then when they walked me to my spot and they're like, so your character, because they gave me my costume, and I was like epitome of essentially the Grim Reaper, which I find very ironic because now I play a Reaper. So just in a skeletal cloaked robe, I'm like, what the hell do I do? And they're like, oh, by the way, your clock, watch. Oh, and they
Damn.
launched it on the track. I was like,
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this is gonna be so much fun. I was 18 years old at the time, and I was like,
get to throw shit, let's go. So
bam.
yeah.
Oh, it was so fun. It was so fun. I loved being a Mesmer. I loved being a Mesmer.
Mesmer's so good. Sage, I want to hear a little bit about your haunt background. I mean, you're killing it this year. You guys as the Reapers, by the way. I mean, you guys were honestly some of the most memorable moments I have in that zone this year.
Oh.
Talk to me about your background. How did it all begin for you?
Yeah, so he definitely has a better resume than clearly. So funnily enough, I've never done haunt before either, really, besides in 2022 with KSF. But I've been ever since I was like younger, I don't know why, I've just always been interested in the horror genre. I also like somehow kept accidentally getting pushed into CSI classes like at a way too young age. Weirdly enough, it's kind of I don't know how to explain it, but like
Best.
the best way I can explain it is that a 13-year-old seeing like a real dead body.
There it is. CSI, man. That's what it's all about.
So yeah, so listen, I don't know what that teacher's acid was on, but it was a lot. So I've always just kind of been into it and like always doing stuff. And like when I was like younger, I wanted to kind of be a mortician. When I got older, and then I kind of realized, maybe not. Like that requires a lot of like calculations and stuff.
Which
But
neither of us have.
oh
Oh,
no. As you can see, there's nothing in here. But no, so ever since I was younger, I've just been in the horror genre, and my family always, I always wanted to go to like these haunts when I discovered them during Halloween. And I loved going into like the haunted mansions and like on like blocks or whatever. And then my family started taking me to stuff like this Fright Fest, the Not Scary Farm, and then like I think there's like a couple other ones that I don't even remember the names of, but I just remembered we constantly would go to like new places. And my memory is kind of ass. Well, I say kind of as a nice way. Listen,
I'm gonna be
but
nice about it. I'm gonna shut my mouth.
I don't have good memory, but I always loved going to haunts, and I always remembered like hearing like the cool sounds that the monsters made, or watching them slide across like the concrete and like the sparks everywhere. And I thought that was the coolest fucking thing ever. And I wanted to go in as soon as like I was 18, just immediately go into haunt. And then just kind of like I forgot about it almost, and just kind of like did other things with my life and kept going through like different aspects of it. And then like randomly, I was at the gym with my mom and my sister, and it was my first time going to this gym. And the guy working there, my mom like was just asking like, "Hey, how are you doing? Like, how's your day been?" And he's like, "Oh, good. I just applied to Not Scary Farm." And my mom just went,
That's a
she
sign.
was like, "Oh, my daughter." I was like, "Mom, no, wait, please." And she was like, "My daughter wants to go." And he was like, "Oh, I can send you the audition info if you would like." And
Oh, that's so funny.
I was like, "Yeah, sure. You know what? Why not?" So he sent me like the Instagram post. And then in 2022, I joined. I think I was a little bit later. I want to say it might have been like Like August or September is when I applied or something.
Oh.
So I applied a little bit later than most, and I got, funnily enough, I got into Dark Entities, also
Yes.
the worst like maze that
No,
everyone
it's
like
not.
trashes.
No, it's not. It's the best maze ever, and I will stand by that.
I
That maze scares the shit out of me every single time. That maze is great.
I like it, but like every time I told people what maze I was
It's
in, they're like,
great.
oh.
It's great. It's great.
Oh, I still believe they should have given the gun technology to frickin'
Thank
Dark Entities. That
you.
would have been
We should have held
so
it.
good.
Yeah.
Alien
No,
fantasies
I
would have came to life.
remember. Right? But no, I knew like people like everyone would always like apologize to me whenever they heard I was in Dark Entity. Like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that kind of thing.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Right? Kind of like how people treated Forsaken Lake.
I show
So,
them this year. You
yeah.
have a track record.
Like a track record of scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Hey, listen,
No, I'm
you
kidding.
can't even say that about Forsaken this year because y'all killed that
I
shit.
can't, no. It's just the top of the barrel.
Fresh apples.
Fresh apples. No, but yeah, I like everyone would say that, but like in Dark Entities, even then, like I was in cast A, and like I remember my group, we were just excited to be in Haunt. Like we didn't care what people were saying. We were just like really hyped about it, and we just loved doing Haunt. And we were like, "Eh, the costumes are kind of shit, but this is cool." And so, like, I remember watching like the managers during like scare school like show us how to duo scare and double scare and like how to scare in general. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And I'm very happy for the position I got, which I got put as like the very first monster in the maze. Which they
Thanks.
scrapped a lot of the monsters in that beginning area where there's like nothing really creepy yet. It's more like all clean, and then you
Right.
get on the ship, and then shit hits the fan. And I got to scare in that area and really make it my own jungle gym. And I got to make some really good friends there, and we had some amazing bouncing scares of like, we made that our meat grinder practically in that area. And then I got the privilege as well as to being one of the few people that was allowed to scare around the entire maze. My manager would constantly move us from different areas and put us in new places. And I don't know, I no one really likes a lot of people aren't the biggest fan of Dark Entities, but I liked it. It's like a guilty pleasure in like the back of my heart. And every time I see it, I'm always like, oh, it's so fun to scare in there. I kind of want to scare in there again.
Hey, listen,
And
I'll tell
then,
you this
yeah.
real quick. Dark entities, okay? You can
Dark
ask Sammy.
titties. Dark
You can ask Sammy. He said it, he's
titties.
put me on blast on this. He loves walking through with that because the creatures in that damn maze terrify the shit out of me. And they make me feel
It's
uncomfortable, but I
so
love it.
fun, especially when it's done well. And like, in my opinion, the monsters will always make or break a maze. And if they are excited to be there and they're just having fun, it's gonna be a cool maze and it's gonna be
Oh, yeah.
really fun. But if monsters are, oh, I don't want to be in this maze, I wish I was somewhere else, then it kind of it'll just kill the
I should have
entire
walked
maze.
through Dark Entities like 20 times this last year just to tell them, like, yeah, I'm showing you guys all the love because you guys are leaving this year.
Aw. Aw,
Man.
thank you. I wasn't in there, but I'm glad to hear it was getting a little bit more love again.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, I love that place, and it honestly, I think my time in Dark Entities is actually what got me into Forsaken Lake in 2023, because I didn't find out till later, but I spoke with my manager, who was I forgot his last name, but it was Gabe, and Gabe told me, yeah, so I recommended you to Streets. And he was like, but it looks like you got there. And I was like, oh, I'm like, really?
Wait, you want to know what's so ironic? I don't think I ever told you this. Your lead, Gabe, we had the same fucking theater teacher in high school. I was like, I don't know if I ever told you that, but it's really dark how I found that out.
It's
But
really dark
yeah.
out. Wow, okay.
Okay, to
Oh, wait, no, yeah,
it was at my theater teacher's funeral. Wait, ain't that ironic? And then you ended up in a zone with a funeral procession. Hey, Gabe,
Oh,
you
it's all adding
want
up now.
to come see our funeral? Did it go
It's
well
all
the other
adding up.
time, bud?
It is all adding up now. It's all making sense. The lines, the butterfly effect, man. It's bam, bam, bam.
Right.
And now here we are.
Yeah. And so he recommended me to, he recommended me to Streets, which I thought was wild being in Dark Entities. And so I went from I was one of the robots. So I had this big, bulky mask, large trench coat and clothes that like, you couldn't tell what the fuck I was underneath. It was just like, like just bags of clothes. I could have been a hanger for all anyone cares about. And then I go, to a Reaper position that's makeup, has a wig, has a fucking short wig, this massive corset, and like a skin tight skirt, and with a butt pad. What is going on?
But I had the same thing because I went from being a robe bulky mask character to corset top.
They're like, get these fuckers out of the mask.
I'd take one look at it if I was doing that route. I'd be like, it's not gonna work out. We just need to go somewhere else, a different route, please. Like, this is not.
We need to change things.
It's
up.
Not this gonna go well.
Yeah.
Oh man. So
yeah, it's been a travel for sure.
Indeed.
But no, I love it so much.
No, it's you know, it's funny to hear all the mazes that you guys are part of and how many experiences that it's funny every time I talk to people, and it's like just thinking back of how many times I've gone to this event over the years and to be like, I probably saw you in that maze and didn't even know it was you, you know? And like, I know you I know for damn sure you saw me because you can't miss me. I'm like practically hitting my head all over the damn maze because it's like ducking and shit. But you know, it's so cool to see that, you know, we had this question pop up when we were talking about getting guests on the show, and a lot of people, or I had a few people ask about like if we do, you know, just maze monsters. And I'm like, we do anybody who wants to tell their damn story, because it could be outside of Nasa. They were scaring at like you said, outside on your front yard on Halloween. And that's the journey that built up to where you are now. You know, I love hearing the early stories leading up to where it ends now, because it's always a cycle of like, it's a learning curve for everyone. You know, everyone goes like, damn, we started here and now we're here, you know? And I always tell people, man, I was like, no matter what you're involved with the 50th, whether you were backstage, whether you were a blackout, whether you were on the streets, whether you were in the mazes, you know, no matter what you did, if you were involved with the 50th, know this, you were involved with history. And that is for damn sure.
Absolutely.
No matter where like anyone is or what they were doing, if it wasn't for everyone coming together and working together, like we wouldn't have like all these cool mazes and like the people like helping keep it all together and cool zones and awesome like line people or blackouts. Like everyone's coming together to like make it work. Even like the people like at like some of the concession stands. Yeah,
I was like, English?
No, I don't English. Even the people at the food stands, like they were all like, they were dressed in character and like they'd be talking in character. Like they were like bringing the whole vibe to life and like really like pulling people into this world of like welcome to Calico kind of thing. And I love it so much. It's so cool. So like props to everyone that helped.
Yeah, no, I can't give thanks enough to anyone that was involved with putting that event together or working it or, you know, helping making it function day to day, night to night, you know, because it takes a lot of people to put on a big production like this. You know, this is huge. And I have always considered, because I too have a theater background, so fellow thespian, I know it all. But yeah, I know what it's like to put on a production as far as a school size goes, but to put on a production the size of a theme park, you know, that says that's a lot of stress on one person's plate, man. That really, and that's why it's a group of people that you know, there's all these sub little people that come into play that help make this all come together. And yeah, I think that's how it was. That's how I felt as a guest with Forsaken Lake this year. There was a crew of you guys that just said, hey, you know what? Like, it's the 50th. Let's make the most out of it. You know, let's tell people, hey, this is the zone you want to be in. This is the zone you want to come in. Let's get people talking on TikTok. Let's get people talking on Instagram of where we are, you know, where everyone should be, you know? And I absolutely just, like I said, I would spend hours just standing there chilling, talking with people. Then something would just come up in my face and say something and then leave. And I'm just like, okay, that was cool. But it was just fun. And then I would catch myself watching, and this is another thing I want to talk to you guys about, the procession. I mean, this was probably by far the best procession I've ever seen going to the event. It just felt like it was super full of people. You guys went along with the music so well. What's it like preparing for something like that? I mean, I know you had some damn good leads behind that led the charge behind that. So what was it like getting that prepared and being a part of that?
Oh, it never gets easier. Doing it,
it's always so nerving.
Oh God, it's always nervous. It's always nerving. It's always nerving doing that procession because if something goes wrong, it goes wrong. It goes really wrong. It happened to us on preview night. It went.
I was there
horribly
night.
Wrong.
So here's the thing. We've told people this, and some people didn't realize shit went hit the fan, and some
but
people
shit
didn't
hit the fan hard. Ooh. At least from our perspective, because I was leading. They're like, Joey, you're the returner.
I'm like, what?
They're like, you can lead the procession.
I'm like, huh?
I was like, well,
we're like, you got this, buddy.
Just so, add out there.
So yeah, so. The music starts, we start walking, that everybody knows that music by this point. The zone's been around for 5 years. Like, it's associated with the zone at this point. And we're walking down, and this year what was different is, I know Matt has talked about this, I'm sure Lex has talked about this, but when we got to the mausoleum, we would open the mausoleum doors, and the coffin would go inside. That way, it made more sense on why a griever came out.
Right.
So, we get to the mausoleum, and I put my hand on the door. Mind you, there are no handles on this door, and we got these awkward cotton fingers that, like, extend your fingers, like, I want to say an extra, like, 6 inches.
Oh, yeah, it was, like right. A good solid, like...
I remember like, seeing those.
Not short.
Yeah.
So, we...
It was fuck, but not practical in any way.
We go to grab the doors, and then open, and then doesn't move. The door was locked from the inside.
Oh, no. So
I look at the pallbearers, and I'm wiggling the door like crazy, and I'm like, put the coffin down. Put the coffin down. Put it down. Like, drop it. It's not opening. And then
my ass goes, and I spin around, and I don't run to the back, because in my mind, I was like, this griever doesn't fucking know these doors aren't opening. I just think we were stupid and didn't open them. So I run my ass back around and I try to unlock, I go to unlock it and she's like, it's not opening. I'm like, yeah, no shit. I go to unlock it. Like from what I can see, there's like some handles on the inside, a bunch of stuff, like wires and stuff, but there's like a pin lock and it looks unlocked. And I'm like, okay, it's unlocked. And I wiggle it and I saw it like slightly open and close. I'm like, okay, we're good. I spin around, go back, and then I hear later, it wasn't unlocked. There was another latch at the very top, and this little griever, Becca, who's like 5'0", probably in the fours, can't reach up there. It's like 6 feet. So I don't even know what she did. I think she shoulder checks the fucking door to get it open.
Mind you, Becca may look real tiny, but that girl is a bodybuilder. So
yeah, she does. She goes to the gym.
She's a bodybuilder. So we're spazzing out, and then all in this one cue, the lightning flashes, and we all snap to look at the doors. And then Becca in that moment just goes, fuck it. Fool. And shoulder checks the left door. And only one door opens, and it's just the door on the left. And then Sage and I are on the steps of the mausoleum. So all of a sudden, it's just there, fog. And we get blinded. I'm like,
whoa, nothing fucking works.
And then I just had to, like, forcefully shut the mausoleum door. And then we just had to so gracefully just... hold hands and then walk away.
You know what I've been loving the entire time y'all been telling the stories? Y'all been giving the audience and myself some visuals. And this is probably by far one of the best and funnest podcasts I've had, because I don't think I've had anyone. I love talking with theater kids, and that's why, because they are like quick with the visuals, and it's like, so we were gonna. Yeah, it was just, what made me enjoy that story even more was everything you were explaining. You were literally showing me, and I was like, this is freaking one of the funny. It almost felt like I was there again. Like I mean. I almost want that footage of her going through the door so I can replace it with some wrestling stuff, because you know it would be great.
Yes. Oh my God. Imagine.
Just wrestling music. Someone just busting out the door.
We had body cams during that. It's like, and then like the music on the outside, like, da da da.
It'd be hilarious.
It's so pretty, and we're just like, fuck.
It'd be like hilarious, like do even like a freaking just green screen her and do like a football meme of her tackling somebody or something. Yeah, it'd be like, oh my God, there's just, if someone would have gotten, I hope someone out there, if anyone out there has that footage of preview night,
someone does. Yeah, someone, we're not supposed to film on media night, but people absolutely,
someone do. Has people it with the procession. Come on now, if you have it, please share it with the Knights of Horde. DM us, please. We'd love to see it. Because there's so many memes that the Forsaken Lake cast will probably make out of this.
And you'd be
doing the Forsaken Souls a justice if you got them that video. Oh.
For sure.
We will make your death miserable. We promise. You give us that video, we'll make it quick.
They're hanging out in the lake. Come on. They need some entertainment. Give them the entertainment.
Come on. But yeah. And then other stuff that we got to do during the procession, because the entire season, the procession evolved and it changed. It was never the same two times in a row. So one of our other Reapers, our other male Reaper, he actually taped Flint on the top of his umbrella. Oh. And then he would lead, and then he would get to the front, and then he would spin in a circle and sparks would fly off of his umbrella. So we all started adopting that Flint umbrella thing, and we're like, that's cool.
We all got really involved with our umbrellas, and like we even got like our timing with the umbrellas up. Like we were all like so in sync, and yet like different during that procession. Until we broke five of our umbrellas.
And I was about to say, and then shit hit the fan again.
Hello, welcome to the shit show, Forsaken Lake.
Y'all made it look good then, though.
It looked so cool.
We get paid to make it look pretty.
We get paid to look pretty and scare people. So I'm like, I'm not going to complain. But the one of the umbrellas breaking, it was Sage leading.
Oh my God.
We had an umbrella break on us again. And this is where our iconic waltz comes into play. Because for people who don't know, Sage and I, about halfway through the season, had an umbrella break that she made, and she's like, Joey, I'm leading. I'm not leading without an umbrella. We're waltzing.
You said that so much more calmly than how that actually went. He's like, we don't have an umbrella. No, bitch. I was like, we don't have a fucking umbrella. This bitch broke it. I'm going to screech. And I'm like, bitch, you're going to teach me how to fucking waltz in the back room, and we're waltzing.
You gotta learn. And that's where the catchphrase for the season,
fuck it, we waltz. That's where fuck it, we waltz came from. And then anytime Sage and I would lead, we would always do this waltz, and then it just evolved as the season went on. And then it became synonymous with our versions of the Reaper. They're like, oh, those are the ones that dance. So, and we did it the rest of the season.
Yeah, because it was just so much fun, and I loved it so much. And I don't know how to waltz or dance at all. Never. I took dance classes when I was a kid, but that was like hip hop.
Not hip hop.
Same thing.
And then there's me doing ballroom.
Can you imagine the Reapers coming out like shuffling and shit and just doing hip hop moves? That'd be
We have to do that one night if we go back.
I gotta see that.
Gonna be back there. We can do it. Wait, no, you didn't watch this. Jeez, I promise we're not gonna shenanigans. I promise. Look away, Deeks.
Oh man. You know, that was the funny thing, is I would go in that zone and I'd go talk to him every time. I'd be like, so how's the night going? He'd be like, it's a shit show. And I'd be like, you handle it very well.
I love these.
I was like, there was probably
it's his favorite shit show.
It's his favorite shit show. We kept him entertained though. So
yeah, our
respect
favorite,
the Schmear.
Respect the Schmear.
I've heard about that one. I just saw him this past Monday, and I didn't say it, but yeah, that guy. What's funny is, yeah, I would go up to him, and he'd be talking to Jeremy, and they'd be passing each other notes, and then if I didn't see Dieterman, I'd go up to Jeremy and be like, "Where's the bald guy at?" And he would just straight up be like, "Oh yeah, he's we're really busy tonight. It's bad." And I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna just make a round then." But there'd be nights I go up to him and be like, "So, how's it going?" And he goes, "Fuck, man." He goes, "These people are driving me nuts." I was like, "Well, what do you expect? You got a cast that's on fire. You're gonna hear complaints, and you're just gonna let the other. You're gonna turn the other shoulder and act like it didn't happen." But yeah. I love him. He's great. No, he's. I'm just kidding. Yeah. He's better than that. But he's a good. He's strict, Jeremy, strict but fair.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I love to the ringers this year.
Literally, our entire cast goal was to break Deets and Jeremy at one point or the other, like separately, not as a whole. Just break him.
You did it successfully,
dude. I got them like three times, and my favorite was when I got them both. Why'd you bring this up? My memory forgot it.
No, because remember, he told you to sit down, go have a juice box, something.
So their favorite thing to me was they'd watch me, like, it'd be, like, near the end of the night, and I, like, still had all this energy. I'm like, I don't want to fucking leave the zone. I'm, like, I'm still zooted. So, like, I'd start running around like a dog that has way too much energy, and I just want to get rid of it as soon as I can. And so I'd bounce around in our favorite little meat grinder area in Mission Row, and then I'd come back to where they are, and then Jeremy and Deets would be sitting there like, yeah, look at Sage. She's doing nothing, just sitting around on her ass, being the laziest person we have here in Forsaken Lake. And I kind of went up to them like they would do this constantly, and like we would clock out, and they'd be like, yeah, you guys are doing terrible. All right, thank you for everything, or something. And so I just watched them like out of breath, just kind of like staring at them. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm doing absolutely nothing. I plopped my ass directly on that concrete. Like, no slowly getting down. I just went knees, ass, just straight out, had my legs. Oh, I'm demonstrating it, but you can't see it.
I figured that's what you were doing. I saw some leg movement going. I was like, I think there's a demonstration going on again. We just can't see it.
Can't see it. I'm acting like you're here. But no, so my legs flopped out completely. Mind you, I'm in a mermaid skirt where it's form fitted up to my until my knee down to my knees, and then it spreads out like a mermaid skirt.
Oh no, shit!
I've told people sometimes this, and they're like, "What's a mermaid skirt? What was you wearing?" You need more information.
Oh man.
Anyways,
I love y'all's energy. It's probably some of the. It's great. I love it. It's
this
great.
This is what was happening in Forsaken Lake.
I didn't hang out with what the Reapers were doing. You two can be my hype people. This is what I need right here. The Knights of Horde.
Don't worry,
some hype
we'll greatly hype you up.
I know you will. I know. I'm like, and I want you like you can come in a much looser fit Reaper costume. That way you don't have to feel all squished up in the thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, I made it work. I zooted around that place, but I can't wait to not be in that costume.
Oh man.
Or if they give it, or if I can get it, I'll rip it to shreds so I can actually move in it. But
yeah.
No, so I sat my ass down on the concrete, and they like I think I did it so suddenly, and because I have like a bustle underneath my skirt, I kind of just like went straight to the ass, like immediately, like from like standing to ass, and like it was so sudden. They just stared at me, and they both said, and like yep. I've never seen Deets and Jeremy break so fast. Like Deets had to turn around, and Jeremy was like his eyes were like popped. Like it was so funny, and they were laughing for a good second, and like I was just like, damn, that's not what I thought would break them, but I'm glad it did.
And then you just ran up to me afterwards, like, I broke our leads. I was like, and it's time to go.
And we leave.
You guys just hit DEFCON.
Go to lunch break
you
already.
You just finally hit DEFCON 1. You broke the leads.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's just so many fun. I mean, I just... I felt abused every time I went to the zone in a good way, if that makes
I'm
sense.
Glad.
It was a lot of verbal
we
abuse,
love the mess.
but... Oh, man. No,
we
I...
love Hugs.
We love hugs.
We love hugs. No. We love hugs. So good, hey, we all did improv in theater. Come on now, we know what we're doing. We know when to just touch that line and turn around. I got you. I do the same thing all the time. I love right. doing that. Oh man, it's a little controversy. You know, we love controversy. We love it. No,
we
but
love
I,
some of it. Yeah,
we love it so much.
It keeps things spicy.
It does.
Oh man, I feel like you would have really loved, like, if you just had like a microphone, like if you had like headsets connected to us with like us having microphones, I think you would have really liked to hear some of the shit we've said on stream.
Believe me. I tried my best to get into the Knott's Ambassadors program last year, and I had so many plans with stuff like that, and I still have those plans up in here. I just have to. I just have to go to a place that will allow me to do it, but. No, I want to mic up
Mic up the Reapers, but with censorships.
Mic up the Reapers with censors.
You didn't hear, huh? Knights of Horror. Come on, Knights of Horror is uncensored. While we do play professionalism.
I would like to work, please.
While we do like to do professionalism, when I retire, then
we can try and get me fired. I'm fine with that.
Sounds good. I wanted to do it so bad with a lot of people in Ghost Town. Specifically, Chopper was on that list, and that would have been a lot of fun, but... Yeah, that would have been a lot of fun. Virus would have been a lot of fun,
virus.
Too. Virus would have been a lot of fun.
Mic up virus.
Yep. Yep. Right. Merrick probably would have just blew my mic up.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like if monsters were mic'd up, we'd say even dumber shit more than normal, you know? Like, it just would heighten it.
Oh, it'd be great. And you know what, too? I've thought about it, especially for, like, people who are, like, just solo scares. And they're, like, that you could talk, you could see what's going through their mind as they're going for scares and stuff. Like,
yeah, that'd be so cool. You just, like, hear them talking to themselves on, like, what they want to do. Because, like, honestly, with how loud music has gotten, especially at Knott's, you could talk, you could have a full conversation with someone. And, like, someone 5 feet ahead of you just wouldn't hear shit.
Oh yeah, we've had full conversations on streams because, mind you, we were essentially Velcroed together the entire season. Like, from weekend one, we were walking around together. So that's why we kind of came synonymous together. Even, like, backstage, we would always be together. And they're like, oh, there's the Reapers. Like, oh, it's not Joey. It's not Sage. Oh, there's the Reapers. Like, there would be times where we're just like, we're tired. We just want an atmosphere. And we would just hold hands and just walk around
and it works.
Do nothing else.
And it works.
And it works because our characters are pretty and they're intimidating. Like, we're intimidating by ourselves. You put both of us together standing in a tunnel.
It works.
You ain't going around us. You were going to go back the way you came.
Yep.
What if I went through you, though? That's going to be my goal this year.
Oh my! Death. Oh yeah! When people tried to go through us, that was so funny.
We would literally just.
Oh,
I would love to see that. How you would do that with me? I would just love to see it. It would be like a really tall.
You start to get shorter, sweetie.
That's true. That's probably
just
true.
Around the Rosie, just around there, just Rosie.
Let's film it. Oh my god! It'd be great content right there. That's how the vlog is starting. Just ring around the Rosie. Be like, this happened in Forsaken Lake, not clickbait.
This happened in like.
We have a video of us playing Ring Around the Rosie in Forsaken. It's on Instagram.
I gotta watch it.
We'll show you after this.
I loved it. I loved it. There's just nothing. I mean, that's why I did this month. I had to do this month. I had to give you guys a shine because, you know, I got to thank, honestly, the person I got to thank for kind of waking me up and getting these things back again was Ragdoll. When I did the Ragdoll episode, you know, it really woke me up again to be like, fuck, man, I have a lot of fun doing these. And I know there's a lot of stories out there that still need to be told, you know, and who knows? I kind of know. I could see in about a couple more years or even next year, we'll probably even have you guys back on. We'll see what happens. I'm hearing a lot of rumors this year, you know, and the rumor mill of a certain Forsaken Lake might be on its final year. Nothing's been confirmed. It's been in the rumor mill. But if that, you know,
ain't nothing we haven't heard before.
Yeah,
if it is true, you know, we're gonna give it the proper send off. Indeed. The Dead Poets Society. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
All right.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. On closing night.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Y'all just get chairs in the middle of the zone. Just bam, salute it. Throw the chairs
pretty much, yeah.
Just yeet the chairs
be
in the
like
lake after.
Nico, shoot.
Pretty much, right? Oh my god.
No, but with that being said, like I I'm so glad I got to do this and really talk to more of you guys out there. I don't remember who said it one night either. But it was funny because I was walking through Forsaken Lake. We went to that side through Rope Drop one night. And I remember hearing a lot of kids like going, oh, we're gonna go ride like we're gonna go ride Accelerator, or not Accelerator, that wasn't open yet. We're gonna go ride like Hang Time and shit like that. We're gonna go ride, you know, we're gonna go ride rides and stuff. I'm like, who the fuck shows up to Not Scary Farm and rides rides?
Okay. Yeah. You. Oh my god. We had that happen to us one night where there was a little kid. No, there was a woman sleeping on a bench, and I was like, you paid all this money to come to Not Scary Farm, you're gonna sleep honest, on a like, bench in the
Sammy
middle of a scare zone. What the hell are
Sammy,
you doing?
Sammy and I used to do that all the time in Ghost Town. But we had passes.
Listen, but you guys
we
are regulars.
Passes.
It wasn't the only
yeah.
time.
We had passes. So yeah, we could do that.
You guys had passes.
You had the pass.
You
yeah,
had we could
the
do
pass.
That.
But people who just show up for one night, I'm like, go get food. Go see a show. Go through a maze. Just sit and watch a scare zone. Don't just take a nap. I'm like,
funnel cake. That's all I gotta say.
Funnel cake.
Oh yeah, the amount of times I recommended people to go get funnel cake, do something at least, was a lot.
Yeah,
I loved bullying everyone, and I loved bullying people in the silver bullet line. Those were
oh,
very
that
fun.
Was funny.
Oh, the silver bullet exit. Oh,
we got in trouble for that one.
Joey, I actually remember seeing you do a lot of stuff there every time I'd walk by. Like I always see you scaring the
I got
shit
in
out
trouble
of somebody.
For that
or,
one.
Yeah, I'd always
Wait,
see you guys.
Me, or did you get
oh,
in trouble
God.
Again?
No, I only got in trouble the one time. I only got in trouble the one time, and I know Deese is going to watch this, is because what we would do is, obviously, we'd hold hands, and I know you've probably heard about this, but the communication system that we came up with where we would just
yes.
talk through hand signals.
I need to ask about this. This needs to be addressed. The world needs to hear it. How does that... Because the only time I've ever seen that at Haunt was with the two chickens in Ghost Town in 2019, and they talked via Bok Bok. And it made it work. I don't know how they did it, but they did it.
So the funny thing is, we kind of just started doing it. We never
discussed it.
No, we've never, even to like this day, we know what we're talking about with the hand signals, but we've never been like, oh, is this what this meant to each other? Like, we just know what it's always meant. I think we were trying to figure out when it first started.
Yeah, we were talking about it like before this, like when we first like were like, oh yeah, like we're so down to do this podcast, and right. we knew that we were gonna probably talk about like the hand signaling, and we're like, wait, when did that start? And I don't think we ever like had a definitive. I don't think we have a definitive day on when it started. It just kind of started developing, but I think it actually started with the silver bullet photo exit, because mm-hmm. what we would do is we would Great stand time. There and we would just kind of stare at people, and then once people like gathered and got uncomfortable enough, we would just
I am intimidated with y'all just staring at me right now, like, and you're not even in costume or makeup, like that was intimidating as shit.
And mind you, I had neon fucking green
oh
eyes.
Yeah, his eyes yeah. were crazy, but
oh man,
I think it was just like instinctually we just kind of figured like it's I guess like I don't want to say common sense, because like I don't know how to explain it. It was just like we wanted to do something, and when we felt like a reaction through the hands, it was like, oh yeah, I'm getting the confirmation kind of.
Yeah, it's because like sometimes we would just go, and then we would go off by ourselves, mm-hmm. and then just kind of okay. slowly trickle back together and immediately go back into that position. And then the way that we would walk around together is go left, go right. We would use our thumbs. I would be the one driving us yeah. like a fucking joystick.
Yeah. Usually he would always be the one directing. And then if I wanted to do it, it would be like down means like this way, up means that way.
Wow. And then if we had someone who was right on our ass, we would just, we would swing our arms around because we could hear people walking behind us, and we would kind of like squeeze to be like, you want to go for that? You want to go for that? Okay. Swing.
Yeah.
Y'all need to.
And so we just kind of like would guide each other.
Y'all need to start your own podcast. This is just I can listen to you guys talk for hours and explain stories. I really can.
Oh,
like, I'm so fascinated how you guys are explaining all this and how this system came to be. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, and we met this year too. This is our first time like ever really knowing each other. I've never met him.
Really?
We met each other this year.
We met each other in the orientation parking lot.
This year.
Each other in the
And you worked. Man, that's what's up, though, man.
And we barely met this year. This poor thing. She hadn't said in the parking lot, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Reaper in Forsaken this year. I don't know what it is.
And he went.
And, like, the magical R word. And I spawned in within the matter of feet. I heard it as I was walking through Western, and I ran over. I was like, you're a Reaper in Forsaken. She was like, up close and personal.
She's like, yes. No, that was when she looked at him and went, yes? Maybe.
Not you going to hide.
Maybe.
Who's and then asking? Eventually we just kind of started hanging
like,
out.
This is what Forsaken is.
And then we eventually started hanging out more and more. And then I kind of explained like what the Reapers are and how like they are the angels of death. Oh, speaking of angels of death, we need to tell that story about Talon.
Oh my god.
I know. Yeah. We have so many goddamn stories. Jesus
too
Christ.
Many.
Too many. But we were so I ran into them in the Western parking lot, and then I just kind of explained to them like what Forsaken was, because you've already said you really didn't know what Forsaken was, what it was about, what the Reapers were, what the footmen were, what the pallbearers, the monks.
Yeah.
And then I kind of gave you a rundown of it, and
he basically
then,
explained yeah. like how he's scared and everything, and like he would show his like his posture, his screeches and everything, and like it really just made me all the more hype to go into Forsaken like as a Reaper. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be exciting. And then like I don't know. It's like ever since the day one of us clocking in, like even for like scare, like not even scare school. It was like I think after that, but like day one, we just immediately
procession.
Yeah,
I think because we went to go get food after procession, and we were just like, gee. And it's been pretty. We've been E6000 together ever since, like, and we've only known each other. I think we calculated it 5 months.
Yeah,
E6000. Good reference, by the way.
Yeah.
Five months, man. I would have not known that. I would have guessed you guys known each other for at least through high school and stuff like that. Like that's how well you guys are connected. That's what makes me like to even know that you guys only known each other like 5 months now. Like that is just insane. Like that's awesome.
Yeah. We met each other this season back in August when we started the orientation process for Lahan, and then. Ta-da. Here we are 5 months later and you're still scaring the shit out of me.
Man, you know what was funny? You know, when I told Dietz I was going to have you two on the podcast, he's like, make sure Sage talks more than Joey because she's a little shy. And I'm like, I don't think that's the issue. They have so much to say that they just agree. Like I said, I wouldn't have believed you guys only known each other for 5 months. You guys are like so perfect of like showing the visuals and explaining. Like it is just, this is probably the most fun I've had doing a podcast in a while.
Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah. Get the trophy, bitch.
Get the trophy. It's because of the lighting.
We got the lighting. We got the energy.
It's the mood setting.
It is. It really is. This is a vibe. Y'all are a vibe for sure. For sure. Welcome to the lake, indeed. I remember when I back to that when I was saying though is I remember though that when I said I was like I was someone passed me and goes, why do you come to Knott's? And I was like, literally for this event. This is the only reason why I come to Knott's is for this event. I was like, I don't come during the day. Like this is the event that I come to. Like I love Knott's Scary Farm. And she's like, oh, that was very nice of you to say that. And then she just ran away. It was
damn,
a monster and Forsaken too.
She went, that's very sweet, Bridge.
No, that might have been Sarah. Sarah.
Like Sarah realizing.
I just walked away, and I was like, "Okay, I'm glad you appreciate it. I'm gonna go walk the rest of your
zone." That was Sarah.
No, but that's great. Like that's so sweet. It's like yeah, because like Scary Farm is like. Such like a vibe and such a family, and once you start to like learn who's working there, it feels like a community. Whether you're a monster or you're like a guest that just comes here just for fun, it's like you really get involved and like you just delve into like the whole thing. And like,
oh yeah,
even this year of me being like my first year on streets, I've met so many people in different zones, mazes. I've met so many like common guests that come here frequently. It's been awesome seeing everyone, and like it really is like what I feel like ties like the Knott's community together, and then like it drags people interested in normal knots as well, but it's like Scary Farm is like just a whole different breed for sure.
Scary Farm is a different breed of human too.
No, yeah, it's I love it so much, and it's like it's totally understandable to just come here just for the people and the community and just how not Scary Farm is in general.
Yeah, it's just fun overall. It's so much fun. KSF is just fun, even if you go and just sit in a scare zone and just watch. It's just fun to be there.
Yeah, it is. No, and that's why, like, I always say, like, I wish I can clone myself to be like multiple zones at once, because like I feel like there's just so much to see in a given night that you can't be there for all of it. There's like everyone's doing their thing, you know, and that's right. what I loved about you know all these zones this year, and this last year in general with Scary Farm, it was really like, because everyone that was involved there knew it was the 50th, they brought out an energy unlike anything I'd ever seen, you know, and you know, it was like they worked with what they had. Everyone was hitting their points and hitting what they needed to hit. And the vibe and the energy was just there. Like, I can go on, and we can share all the stories we want about Not Scary Farm. But the truth be told is you had to be there. There's just no way around it. You had to be there. Like,
for sure.
That's the truth.
Yeah. You know, I watched so many.
Especially for the 50th.
Oh, yeah. 50th for sure.
Especially for the 50th. That was a year, like, you just had to be there to see it.
Like, with Goring, Gauntlet, Ghost Town, like, having, like, these special moments that are happening. It's like it made the whole. It made Not Scary Farm feel like a world, and you're traveling through it. I think, like, I haven't been to Knott's probably as much as like some people who've been here for like 20 years, but it definitely was like a strong year for Scary Farm. And it can only go up from here. And like, there's always like things to test out, things to do. The lantern now being involved, and that not being directly with 50 year, I'm excited for that to potentially come back and bring more life to the monsters and these zones in general. And even the mazes too.
Yeah,
I gotta get my lantern batteries changed so I can have that ready for next year for sure.
I need to get my lantern fixed in general because my button does not work.
Because I can break it.
I didn't break it. I unfortunately got one of the defective batch ones, and I went. Eventually, the button on the thing just stopped. So
they get stuck.
Yeah, they just stop clicking. So if anyone from management watches this, if you could just switch it to like a click where you just twist it back and forth, just make it a knob, please. That would make life so much easier.
I think
100%.
There isn't there like the button on the side and the one underneath?
The one underneath is the one that changes the colors and makes it interactive. The one on top, the one that's supposed to be like the knob that you click, that's the one that actually turns it on and off. The one that turns it on and off is the one that broke.
I kept pressing the wrong button on people's lanterns. I would go, because I would turn it off and turn it back on again, and then it would make it interactive, and I was like, each working.
Hey, it's like Joey just gave us the more you know moment, you know what I mean? Like, now we know. I didn't have to explain the lantern. Joey did that
make
for me.
Make that into a freaking gift. Just the Reapers.
You wait, know, no. We go like this.
Oh, next year I'm getting footage of that just so we can make it into a gif. I'm like, YouTube, follow me real quick. I'm like, follow me real quick. We got to film something.
There you go.
I'm like, we'll be in the zone at this time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Right? I think, if, I don't know if we can say that. Never mind. Well, I was going to say, if Forsaken is coming close to its like ending years, I know a lot of people in Forsaken Lake are for sure coming back next year in 2024. Well, I guess this year in 2024. And I know a lot of them would love to give it a proper send off for when it does go. Yeah. And like, everyone's excited. Like, it's we were all like, we need to get photos, footage. We just need to like as much as we can of this zone before it leaves us, and like just cement ourselves into this place.
Yeah, because what's really sad about sometimes about Forsaken is there's just not enough coverage of that zone. There's not enough pictures. There's not enough videos. And there's so many special moments that people miss just because, like Sage said, way early on, there's really not a reason to walk through there sometimes. You just have to either want to go there or you happen to stumble into our humble little cemetery in the middle of the park.
Yeah. Indeed. No, for sure.
I think that next season I'm gonna make it a mission to at least spend 2 hours there every single night that I go to the event.
Aww.
And just get footage.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
We'd love that. Yeah, I know a lot of our friends, some of our friends are even photographers and people in Forsaken Lake who like know photographers or are photographers. Just they want to just like either paying someone or just really like getting out there and like wanting to get some nice photos where like we can help the photographers with their time and like actually give them the money they deserve. And also like just giving like the Forsaken its proper send off. And because like sometimes with those photos, you need like with how dark that area is.
Because it's dark in the lake sometimes.
You need people to stay still or be like developing or like the right moments to happen in the right places. So it can be difficult, but
yeah,
we're all excited no matter what. I was honestly surprised how many photographers did get photos of us this year. Like we got a lot. I was like, holy crap. Like first week I got like a really nice photo and I was like, what the fuck did I do that? He's like, what is that?
Oh my goodness, I
got jump scared by that.
It was funny because like, no, you guys like, yeah, there is some moments of that zone where it is really dark. But if you go down Mission Road right there, there are some good moments where the light really shines at certain spots.
Yeah, it can be so pretty too.
Yeah. And my buddy Rob, the Howling Hour, he would go and take some photos and that guy is getting so talented at what he can work with. But, you know, it goes the same thing with filming too. Like, I'm always trying to find what's the best low light camera in the market just so I can capture these moments like crystal damn clear, like so people can see it. But I feel like it's been getting better and better every year that we come out with some new equipment. So we'll see what happens next year. Next year, what I want to do next year is play with this lens a little bit more. And this is a fisheye lens, a wide.
Oh, yeah.
So
shiny.
Yeah. The plan was last year that I wanted to make compilation videos that kind of looked similar to like the old school, like early 2000s skateboarding videos.
That'd be great. Oh,
that'd
my
be
goodness.
Cool.
Yeah. And I want to do something like that hasn't been done in a long time. At least it hasn't been done with the haunt scene yet, so
that'd be awesome.
A lot planned up here, trust me, and a lot that we
on the big noggin,
a lot we want to do. So now we're in month two of 2024. You know, the road to I almost said the road to WrestleMania. That's how much of a wrestling fan I am. The road to Not Scary Farm 2024, which is basically your guys' WrestleMania. What are we thinking? I think I already know the answer. You guys want back in the lake, and Joey wants to go three time.
I need to get that third year.
Get that third year for sure.
And Sage, that would be a two time for you then.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to get more into the Reaper Zone, and like honestly, Forsaken Lake is such a like loving family. Like I feel like I was truly blessed for my first zone ever at Knott's to be Forsaken Lake, because it really like let me like cement myself in the zone and then get to know everyone individually and just like just love on everyone, work with everyone, get to scare with everyone. Oh, it was so much fun.
Same here, because when I auditioned in 22, Forsaken was my absolute dream zone. I was like, Forsaken is just such a pretty zone. And I didn't know about it until 21 when I was in Mesmer. So when I walked through it in 21, I was like, this zone is stunning. I want to be here. I want to do this. And I don't know who it was, but one of the Reapers from 21, I saw one of them just shoot across the zone. And it was a male Reaper. And he just disappeared into the fog. I was like, I don't know what the fuck that was, but I want to be that. That was cool. And then so I put on my paper when I went into auditions in 2022. I'm like, I want to be in Forsaken Lake. And then 2 weeks later I got a call and they're like, they want you to be in Forsaken Lake and they actually want you to be a Reaper. And I was like, I got my dream role in my dream zone my first year on streets. Fuck yeah.
This achievement unlocked right there. That's what happened. And
oh yeah, that was the achievement unlocked moment. I was like, yes.
You just hear the Xbox.
Right. So no, really, honestly be a crime if we didn't come back.
Yeah.
I think we if we did.
I would honestly be very sad if a lot of you guys didn't come back, because like I know there's people that want to take, they got eyes for somewhere else, and maybe they got a character involved for someone else, and I respect that, but there was just something about this last year that I'm just like, I really hope next year that it's just like this, because this was a lot of fun. Like, I'm looking forward to it. I can guarantee you right now it's going to be at the top of the hype list this year. I can promise you that, at least on my end. I don't know about Sammy. Sammy probably will too, because Sammy is the one that really brought it up. But I don't know, man. There's something in the future that I can see that this is going to be a good year. And if it is, it's last year. If it's, you know, the rumors are true, then, you know, we give it the proper send off it deserves. And I can't wait to see you guys return as the Reapers, because, you know, that's a dynamic duo I don't think the world wasn't ready for. But damn it,
Yeah,
did you
I don't
come by
think either of
strong.
us were ready for it either. It just kind of happened. It was just like, oh, wait, we didn't even realize that we were running together so often, and we were just like, wait.
Yeah,
Oh,
it just happened.
okay.
Oh
Like,
man.
okay.
So I expect
But
a
yeah.
podcast in the future of the Reapers podcast coming soon to all
Oh
platforms
my
that
goodness, imagine. The Forsaken Podcast.
Tales of the Reapers are
Right.
Instead
Oh
of Tales
man.
from the Crypt, it's Tales from the Lake.
Yeah,
There you
Tales from the
go.
Lake. There it is, man. That was part of our branding for this month, man. Tales from the Lake. I love it. I
Tales
love
from
it
the
so
Lake.
much. Now, and Joey and Sage, I have to again one last time before we cut off the air here, but I have to thank you guys so much. Not only for proving the Knights of Horror wrong in the hype list, but for making Forsaken Lake a very memorable one this season. Thank you for
Oh.
of course being on the show and you know ex helping express that love to the fans that who love this zone, who love this event, and who love this show, which I don't know if a lot of people like this show, but you know it is what it is. But no, I really just want to thank you guys, because this has been a very fun month for me, and you know it's just really, I'm excited to go on to now March, which I can finally announce is going to be Goring 20's month. So take a trip down memory
Yeah,
lane, and
let's
we're gonna hear some
go.
stories. We got one returning and three brand new people coming on the show for the first time ever. So I'm excited. We're gonna have a fun time, a trip down memory lane with the Goring 20s. But
That'll be
Forsaken Lake,
fun.
y'all the ones that kickstarted this monthly theme that I want to continue going.
Aw.
I'm even starting to plan in April now, which you'll hear very soon. I'll tell you guys after the end of the show.
Oh, wonderful.
But
We'll
yeah,
keep our mouths sealed.
there,
We hear
yeah,
nothing.
nothing. But yeah, Goring 20's month that starts next week on the channel. Well, future. We film this in the past. That's how these
Yeah.
things work. You know, that's just
It's fine. It happens at the lake sometimes.
that's
It's fine.
production.
Time is a
You know,
social construct.
yep. It's just that's how production works. But next week, we start the Goring 20's takeover. With our very first guest, and I'll announce it here. My good friend, part of the QM Slider team, Nameless, his first year on the Goring 20s. I can't wait to talk to him about that and
That's
talk to him
gonna be
about the
so much
team, all that
fun.
stuff. So yeah, take a trip down memory lane with the Knights of Horror. But for the Forsaken takeover, I want to say thank you to everyone that was involved with it, who helped bring it to life. I really appreciate all the guests I had from to Matt, to Lex, Sage, Joey. You guys were all legendary this year, and I can't wait to see what you guys do next year. And to all the fans who wanted more Forsaken Lake people, thank you guys so much for choosing the Forsaken Lake as such interest. We still got tons more to go, and we are going all the way until Haunt starts. So be ready, and we are slowly. We got a couple episodes away. Episode 200, Mindless Horror Podcast. I can't believe we've done 200 episodes. That is getting insane to even think
Ooh,
about.
that's awesome.
Who will be on the
Let's
show?
go.
I don't fucking know yet. I am still trying to figure that out. But bear with me. I'm
Someone
hoping
amazing.
to get someone like out of this world. But you know, I'll settle with to me, out of this world is scare actors. So I mean, I'll settle with anyone at this point. You know,
We're
that's
out of this world.
exactly. There it is. I actually might have a
We're still out of
little.
this world. We're straight into the
There it is, into the lake. That's why
Out of the
you know,
world, into
Forsaken.
the
Exactly. It's a vibe down there,
water.
I heard. It's a fun time. Always welcoming.
It's great.
Always welcome.
It's
Very, very moist. Very moisturizing indeed.
great moisturizing.
Very moist. I know a lot of people
Very
like are
moist. Rain
moist. A lot that
must.
word
Moisturize.
like freaks a lot of people out. It makes me laugh every time I
It
say it, which is
does. I loved saying that.
Moisture around here.
Yeah.
It's very nice and moisty.
Moisty.
Oh, man. So, final question. Hardest question probably on the channel, on the podcast we usually have. Sage and Joey, what is your favorite scary movie?
Oh.
First of all, I am hanging up the fucking phone. Nope. I've seen enough scary movies. I'm good.
There it
Sage,
is.
I'll let you go first on that one. Hey, he said,
started talking.
He said Sage and Joey, so Sage first.
The only reason I know this answer is purely because my job requires me to have a favorite film so that they can put it on the little plaque. But I think it's called, the silent movie.
It's your favorite horror movie and you forgot the name.
I will choke you out.
there's two I'm thinking of right now. And I think it's the first one. Is it A Quiet Place?
A Quiet Place, there where it is.
Okay.
I was thinking, my brain went to anime by accident. I was like thinking a silent voice. I'm like, that's not a horror film.
The other one I was going to say was Silence of the Lambs, but I was like, it's got to be one of the two.
That's a good one too. I can't remember if I've seen that one or not. Don't dare.
marathon. There you go.
But yeah, I love The Quiet Place. Very it's good film. And I like, I don't know, sign language has like a soft spot in my heart and like their usage of it, and both in the first, and I think, I can't remember if there's two or three films. I think they're coming out with
there's
a third.
Three.
Yeah.
We're working on both the third
throughout all their films. Yes, I got it. We gotta go see it.
A
but,
Quiet Place
no.
Day One. We're gonna all see how it started in New York.
Yes, that'd be fun. We should have a movie night.
Man, hey, you got my girl Lupita in there from Us, and you got my boy Eddie Munson in there, and I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's go. That'd be awesome. But yeah, good film. Definitely recommend watching, and it's very, very, very thrilling for sure.
John Krasinski, that's The Office right there. And the guy who played Jim on The Office directed and wrote all those movies.
Yeah,
can you believe that?
I heard that. It was so funny. I was like, what?
Yeah.
He did a good job.
Yeah.
Hey, I am a whore for a good slasher movie. So, God.
Yeah, so which one?
I know. I'm like,
which one are you a real whore for?
Either Scream or Nightmare on Elm Street. It's between one of those two, but I think I might have to Dick would scream. Just
good classic.
Oh God!
The revival of horror right there.
Such a good slasher, and I remember watching that the first time and being like, "I've got trust issues now. I'm never picking up a random phone call ever again."
And then you got me. I'm your trust issue. Trust
issues. Oh,
I abuse this poor child at my work.
Hide your tasers.
Oh my God.
There we go. Oh, man. Yeah. Scream, Quiet Place, both great choices right there. Ghostface, legendary. Mm-hmm. Ghostface. We'll see what happens with Scream 7 if it ever happens now.
If it ever happens. But you know what? I don't care how bad it
listen,
is. I like bad horror movies too, so I'll still go watch it.
Honestly, bad horror films are kind of like a good, like, funny classic. I don't know. They're just always great sometimes. Hey, buddy.
See, I would say probably one of the worst horror movies I've ever seen. Two of them. Halloween Ends and The Exorcist Believer.
Oh. Jesus.
Y'all are so on point with everything you do. It's just, it's hysterical to me. I love it.
It's the Reaper brain.
It's
the Reaper brain.
It is.
My brain cells were at least two. And now one of them is gone and the other's in half. And this one took the other half.
Oh, man. Now you got two. Now he's making his own. He's making his own Frankenstein's monster. That's what he's doing. It's alive.
Right. He's like, I need friends.
With our brain cells, it's not going very far.
We're losing friends.
But
yeah. I'll push a boing boing. I'll push a boing boing.
For anyone that wants to keep up with you guys throughout the year, especially following you guys on your haunt journey, if you guys have any public social media, do you guys have anywhere they can follow you guys at, or are we keeping everything anonymous?
So I actually just started a haunt account, so you can find me at creepy_catawampus on Instagram. Sage.
So originally I had my account private because I was just adding people that I met through Haunt or anything like that onto it. But I kind of like recently made it public and I might keep it public. So or if like you seem familiar, I'll probably just end up like letting adding you kind of thing. But you can see me on Instagram at sage.syth, which is my last name, just cut in half. So it's just Sythe. So
Yeah, you have Scythe in your last name, you end up playing a Reaper.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be.
Right?
Meant to be.
Yep, it was meant to be. In her history, what are the transcripts? In her history
Oh,
transcript,
yeah.
as it's written, it says, will be casted in Forsaken Lake because of last name.
Right? They were
That's what was it. That was
yep.
it. There it is,
That was
right
it.
there.
Nothing.
Signed in ink
They were
and put
like,
away.
pretty much, yep.
That was it, man. Well, I again, I want to thank you both so much for coming on the show. I am so glad we had an amazing conversation. You guys are always welcome back on the show. And again, thank you guys for making Forsaken Lake a memorable one for the 50th. I had a blast, and I cannot wait to see what happens for 51. And here we go. And by the way, a
Thank you
big shout out.
again.
Thank you guys for also being part of that younger generation that's going to be that next generation coming in with Haunt. I think it's awesome. You guys are killing it out there, and I cannot wait to see what other talent come in the door for the first time ever, either on streets and maze, wherever you end up. I cannot wait to see it. There's always someone that is ready to step in for those who are finally hanging it up. So I'm so excited to see
For
what
sure.
51 holds. There's probably going to be a ton of new people this year. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, we're so excited for 51 year. Like it's gonna be chaotic and fun at the same time. There's gonna be, I feel like it's gonna be a lot of new,
A
like,
lot of new faces.
yeah, a
A
lot of
lot
new
of new
faces and
faces.
a lot of new scares and just more new things for people to try out, and it's gonna be so much
I'm
fun.
excited.
I'm excited too. Well, with all that being said, if you guys enjoyed today's episode, make sure to smash that like button, leave some comments down below for my friends Joey and Sage. Let them know you love them. Show them some Reaper love. You know, I mean, after this episode, you cannot not show them love. These guys, they're amazing. They're amazing. But if you guys want to take it a step further, follow us on all of our social medias linked down below. With all that being said, we will see you guys next week for a trip down memory lane for Goring 20's month. Stay spooky. We love each and every one of you. Peace and
Stay
love.
spooky.
Stay spooky.